Actually, this is actually the freedom from emotional dependence with reference to Subramanya Bhujangam. This one. This is Subramanya. See, Adishankara has written many stotrams. Many stotrams are there. Apart from his Bhashyam, commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Brahma Sutras. Apart from this Prasthanatrayam, no, the Prasthanatrayam, the threefold scriptures, scriptural literature, if we take Upanishads, the original scripture, then Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Sutras. We have these three, na? Prasthanatrayam. Trayam means a set of three. And Prastha, because being Vedanta students, you should all know definitely this one, at least, without any doubt. Trayam means a set of three. So, Prasthanatrayam means a set of threefold scriptural literature. One is Upanishads or Vedanta Shastra. The one is, that is Shruti. Shruti Prasthanam means Upanishads. Then Smriti Prasthanam means Bhagavad Gita. Which is not Shruti but Smriti. Because it's a part of Mahabharata. Then we have Brahma Sutras, Nyaya Prasthanam. Shruti Prasthanam, Smriti Prasthanam, Nyaya Prasthanam. Because Nyaya means the analytical study. You don't mechanically take things. Everything analyze, verify, accept, isn't it? So, Nyaya Prasthanam. There's threefold Prasthanas to get Prasthanatrayam. So, Prasthanam itself means what? Prasthanam is like another word, Pramanam. Pramanam means a valid means of knowledge, instrument of knowledge, through which you arrive at a given thing accurately. So, accurately arriving at a given thing, anything which helps you to arrive at a thing, an object, accurately is a pramanam. So here, you arrive at the nature of the reality, the self, the reality, for which shastram is the pramanam, isn't it? So pramanam. A prasthanam also means the same. Through which you arrive at. So prasthanatrayam, these three, Veda Anta Shastram, otherwise called Upanishads, Shruti Prasthanam, then Smriti Prasthanam Bhagavad Gita, then we have Nyaya Prasthanam Brahma Sutras. And for these three Prasthanas, Adishankar Bhagavatpada has written commentary. In Sanskrit language, commentary is called Bhashyam. So, Shankara Virachita Bhashyam, Shankarena Virachitam Bhashyam, it's called Shankara Bhashyam. The commentary on this Prasthanatrayam written by Shankara is called Shankara Bhashyam. So apart from this Bhashyam, Shadi Shankara Bhagavatpada has also written many, has contributed a lot for poetry. He written a lot of poetry. So, in Sanskritam we call them, they are stotras, stotrani. There are so many. And then the stotram, very word stotram means what? Stotram means a text, a work consisting of verses recited in praise of the Lord. Stotram means a verse in praise. A verse in praise is called stotram. The stotram is a work consisting of one or many verses recited in praise of Bhagavan. in Vedic literature, generally, all these stotrams are only of Bhagavan only. We never recite poetry, you know, in praise of human beings or kings. Those days, some poets used to write in praise of kings to get some. But generally, stotra means only in praise of Bhagavan. A verse in praise is called stotra. Praise of whom? Definitely of Bhagavan only. This is stotra. So, stotram, stavaha, stutihi. We have three words. Stotram, stavaha, stutihi. Stutihi is a feminine gender word. Strilinga shabda. Stavaha, masculine gender word. Stotram, neuter gender word. Bhagavat stutihi. Bhagavat stotram. Bhagavat stavaha. All the three mean the same. So, work consisting of verses recited in praise of Bhagavan, Ishvara, the Lord. So, Adishankara has written so many stotrani. Apart from the commentaries written on the Prasthanatrayam. And some of the poet works are all Prakrana Grantaha. A Prakrana Grantaha means, Prakrana Grantaha is again a simple Vedantic manual, a treatise, which reproduces the Upanishadic teaching without distorting the teaching. So we have so many Prakrana Grantaha, like Veda, so Viveka Chudamani, so many are there. So many are there. Dakshinamurti Stotram. So many. They're all Prakrana Grantaha. Then poetry form and prose form is written. Some texts, some Prakrana Grantaha, the Vedantic treatises are in prose form. Some of them are in poetry form. That is different. And these are the Stotrani. Is not mechanically praising the Lord. And each verse, in all these stotrams, you can see one common thing. It's a prayer. In every stotram, when the verses are recited in praise of Bhagavan, you can see the prayer also being part of the stotram. Suppose even an ordinary person who does not know who is not exposed to Shastra study, who does not know what Purusharthas are, who does not know what is Purushartha Nischayaha, what is the goal of life, how to accomplish that, how knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha. One who does not know anything also, a simple devotee who has faith in Bhagavan, who just seeks Bhagavan's grace. Even such a person, if he recites these verses, stotrams, definitely as a result of reciting these stotrams, somehow or other he'll end up studying the Shastram, he'll end up attaining the knowledge, he'll end up having the vision of Bhagavan. And you can make out the Shankara Stotram. How do you know? You see the prayer. Everywhere this will be the common prayer. He'll emphasize in his stotrams, there'll be a prayer, the fervent prayer for the strength to live a life of dharma. There will be fervent prayer for, you know, Bhagavan's grace to be able to live a disciplined life. The prayer for mental discipline, prayer for sensory discipline. We know we need to be disciplined. We are not able to be, means we seek Bhagavan's grace. The prayer for being able to be physically disciplined, sensory disciplined, emotionally disciplined, strength, and prayer for living a life of dharma, and prayer for maturity, prayer for knowledge, prayer for moksha. Apart from that, you cannot say anything else in all the stotrams. And this particular stotram happens to be a very long stotram. Long means 33 verses. And This is a prayer for knowledge. Because we don't even know what to pray for sometimes. A simple devotee who recites these verses, the recitation being a karma, it produces its phalam. He may not have immediately knowledge, but because repeatedly he is singing this verse, somehow he'll end up, you know, in meeting a teacher, listening to Shastram, somehow he'll attain jnanam. So enjoy the benefit of reciting these verses. So that is the speciality. Adishankara Stotrams, if you look, see the language, the very language will tell you it is Shankara Stotrams. Actually, once we tried here also, we thought we should do it here. Because Shringeri Acharya once told me, actually, you know, he said, you are teaching Bhagavad Gita, you are teaching Upanishads, you are doing all these Pakkana Granthas, fantastic. I am very happy to know that all Vedanta class are happening. But do you really teach Shankara Stotras or not? He asked me. I said, yeah, I do chant. I said, it's not enough if you chant, you teach also, thus he said. Then that is how I went and told Swamiji. Then Swamiji blessed me to have this program called Shankara. In Coimbatore, there is a Shringeri Shardambal temple. And where, before I came to London, before 2003, I was teaching for 3 years. Every first day of the month, I used to teach one stotra, new stotra. For 1 month, one stotra. Don't teach every day. First day of the month, we all gather. I teach. From people from different groups, they gather. I teach one stotra on the first day of the month. I read 40 stotrams I taught in 36 months. And I came to London. It stopped. And I thought we should do something here also. Once I didn't do proper effort here, maybe. I don't know. And then the stotrams are very beautiful actually. Very beautiful stotrams. Nice, isn't it? When you know this. It's not mechanically saying something, very thoughtfully presented prayers. When this happens, when this happens, when this will happen, when this happens, isn't it? Then, that time, may you shower your blessing upon me. How? Just bless me with the vision of the truth. So any stotram you take, there will be prayer for knowledge. Oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge of the truth. Please bless me with the vision of the truth. How does he ask? Please reveal thy swarupam to me. Please appear in front of me, oh Lord. Don't hide anywhere. I know you are always there. There's no time Bhagavan is not there. There's no place where Bhagavan is not. There's no object which is not Bhagavan. There is no time when Bhagavan is not. There is no place where Bhagavan is not. There is no object which is not Bhagavan. Which means always, everywhere, everything is Bhagavan only. But do we see Bhagavan? We talk about Bhagavan, worship Bhagavan, pray to Bhagavan, we praise Bhagavan without knowing who Bhagavan's glory is. Swamiji always is not understanding Bhagavan. He simply glorify Bhagavan. It's only flattery. Not knowing somebody's real glory, you simply go and praise the person. It's just a flattery, isn't it? It is not real praise. So we do all that, but we never understand Bhagavan. We don't know. Bhagavan need not come. So all that we need is revelation. Bhagavan needs to reveal his swarupam. So understanding of Bhagavan is to be understood, a concept to be understood, a fact to be understood. And in fact, Bhagavan or Ishwara is only a name attributed to the vastu, the reality. Vastu means that which alone is called vastu. in Sanskrit language, that which alone is called vastu. That is called unmai. So vastavam is an adjective, okay? Vastu, from vastava, has come from vastu. What is vastu? Vastu. Vastu means substance. Vastu means it, isn't it? That which alone is vastu. So we say, so Bhagavan is a name attributed to the vastu, the reality, the truth. All the time is there. Only thing is, where should Bhagavan be revealed? Where should Swarupam should be revealed? Where should truth to be revealed? So, truth has been revealed in one's own mind. Akhanda akara vritti, name of thought has to rise, isn't it? See, knowledge of any fact is what? The fact is revealed to you. Even 1 plus 1 is equal to 2 is a fact. And that fact, when you understand, it is revealed to you. It becomes revealed, isn't it? So knowledge rising in the thought is called what? Becoming revealed. Knowledge being revealed. Knowledge becoming manifest. Knowledge rising in the thought is called vision being revealed. Fact being revealed. It can be fact about anything. It can be anything. It can be the fact about the world, fact about anything in the world. A simple mathematics like 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. Any knowledge is what? Revealed to you. Any knowledge rising of anything, rising in of thought is fact being revealed to you. In the same way, here knowledge of this one's own self, knowledge of the very truth, in terms of knowledge of one's own self, rising of a thought, is also what? Self being revealed to you. The truth being revealed to you. Being revealed. Why being revealed? It's not revealed by somebody, isn't it? It becomes revealed to you. You are there. Therefore, here you pray for this. Please reveal thy swarupam to me. Always there. It only is a question of being revealed, getting revealed. It's a question of becoming revealed. Mind is there. Truth is there. Bhagavan is there. You are there. What prevents it from being revealed? Isn't it? It's a lack of preparedness, a lack of focus, lack of attention. That prevents. That's why veiling. That's called ajnanam is the veil. Ignorance is the veil, isn't it? So this, otherwise, this Bhagavan Swarupam, when I say Bhagavan's apostrophe, Swarupam, when I say, I mean the truth or the reality of the universe. There is no Bhagavan and Bhagavan is in the form of the universe. Bhagavan, the universe is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the reality. Therefore, Swarupam of the whole cosmos, the truth of the whole cosmos is what? Truth of Bhagavan. And the truth of the whole being revealed to you is what? Bhagavan being revealed to you. So truth is not, there's no time truth is not there. Bhagavan is not there. All the time it is there. When the truth remains unrevealed to you, the truth remains without being revealed to you, we say Bhagavan is asleep. Okay, when do we say, in figuratively we say, when the truth is not revealed to you, meipurul vilangada podu, we say, what do we say? Lord is asleep. Does Lord really sleep? Who is Lord? There is no Lord other than the whole. What is this whole? The whole, all that is, there is only knowledge. Consciousness, truth, reality. There is no Lord other than the reality. Then the reality sleep then? No. Reality remaining without being revealed is looked upon as what? Bhagavan being asleep. When the reality is revealed to you, Bhagavan is awake. Understand? Therefore, in every day, when we light the lamp in the families, first thing in the morning when you wake up, we are supposed to, you know, after shower, the first thing we have to clean, wear clean clothes, have shower, first thing. No tea, no coffee, no drink, nothing, okay? First shower, however cold it is. Then light the lamp first. Light the lamp. What is the prayer? Truth is already there. Do we create the fire flame? When you strike, no? When you really take the matchbox and scratch it, do we create the fire? The fire was there already or not? Yes. It was there?
Yes.
Unmanifest. You scratch it, becomes manifest. Being manifest is being revealed, being visible to your eyes. Before scratching, the fire was unmanifest, unrevealed to you. Isn't it? Not created. Similarly, when you light the lamp, O Lord, oh, there's never a time you are not, never a place, no place where you are not, never a time when you are not, no object which you are not, you are always everywhere, there is everything, Vishwarupa. May you reveal the Vishwarupam to me. That's the prayer. May you become revealed to me. This is the prayer. And in fact, you must have heard this popular stotram. You know, early morning, all the deities, we say good morning to Bhagavan. And good morning in Sanskrit is called what? Suprabhatam. Bhatam means day. Prabhatam means morning. So, bhata means well-illumined day. Illumined day, bright. Bhata means bright. It's a participle, it's a noun. Prabhatam, morning. So, prabhatam, good morning. And we have stotram called suprabhatam. Venkateshwara suprabhatam, Subramanya suprabhatam, Ganesha suprabhatam. We have stotram. Now, so good morning to all the deities. And in every verse, why do you say good morning to Bhagavan? To wake up Bhagavan. As if Bhagavan is asleep. We fall asleep. Again, we wake up from sleep. And we think Bhagavan is asleep. So we wake up Bhagavan. Really speaking, Bhagavan cannot sleep, does not sleep. Everything, all the beings fall asleep in Bhagavan who is ever awake. All the beings wake up in Bhagavan who is ever awake. Understand? And all the beings dream in Bhagavan who is ever awake. In ever awake Bhagavan, all the beings fall asleep. In ever awake Bhagavan, all the beings dream. In ever awake Bhagavan, all the beings wake up. And we say, good morning, Bhagavan. And that, what does it signify? Oh Lord, you're always there every, you alone are there as everything. You alone there always. You alone there everywhere. There's nothing other than you, but you are there. What now? As though asleep. You remain. When you, Bhagavan remains unrevealed to you, Bhagavan is asleep. When Bhagavan is revealed to you, he is awake. So you wake up Bhagavan. When you wake up Bhagavan, what does it mean? May you wake up means, may you reveal thy swarupam to me. If you don't reveal your swarupam, you are asleep. If you reveal your swarupam, you are up. So we wake up. Uttishta, uttishta, Govinda, uttishta, Garudadvaja. We won't say once, okay? Get up. Get up, Lord. Get up, Lord. What does it mean? May you reveal thy swarupam to me. Don't hide yourself. Okay? Don't be hidden. Uttishta, uttishta, Govinda, uttishta, Garudadvaja. Uttishta, Kamalakanta. Trailokyam, Mangalam, Kuru. Wake up, wake up, wake up. In Tamil, Tirupalli Elchi. Tirupalli Elchi, we have all the... We wake up Bhagavan. In fact, if Bhagavan Swarup is revealed to us, Bhagavan is up. You are always there as myself, in my own mind, in every thought, in every experience, you are there. As the very evidence. Reveal this Swarupam to me. Isn't it? This is the prayer. In Adi Shankara Stotram, something very beautiful. We never ever really understand. No, it's such a serious prayer. It's not an easy, playful thing. We don't even know what you're asking for. We don't even know. Please reveal this Swarupam to me is not an ordinary prayer, isn't it? You are asking for the vision of the abstract truth and an understanding of the abstract fact. So having abstract truth revealed to you is what understanding of the abstract fact of Bhagavan being the whole. All that is here is only Brahma. You can see only such prayer in Adi Shankara Stotrams. So here, 33 verses are there, and he takes these two verses, and particularly this one particular verse, he really defines this. He only uses the term anatha. The sanataha, nataha I added to make it very clear. See,
Swami, what's a mantra? How does a stotra differ from a mantra?
A stotram, is a verse written by other people, isn't it? A mantra can be a stotram also. But generally a mantra means any Veda mantra, in any sentence in Veda is called mantra. Whole Veda mantra, Veda is called as mantra. But mantra means that which protects the one who, when it is repeatedly uttered. See, mananat trayate iti mantra. Mananat trayate iti mantra. That mantra, the two nouns are there, two verbs are there. Mananam means thinking, mananam means reflecting, mananam means repeatedly dwelling upon. Ennudal, mananam means thinking also. So mananam also means mentally repeating, mentally uttering. It's called mananam, mental utterance. It's also called, mental repetition is also called mananam. So tranam means protection. So mananat trayate means protects. Iti mantraha.
So mantra is that which protects the one when repeatedly uttered. Mantra is that which protects the one when it is repeatedly uttered. That's the meaning. Mantrahana. So, if we take the meaning of the word mantra, then what is a mantra? It can be name of the Lord. It can be a prayer. It can be a mantra sentence from a Veda. It can be one sentence. It can be many, a verse consisting of many sentences. Or it can be just one word also. It can be anything. A word, one sentence, or a verse consisting of many sentences. Anything which has the capacity to protect when it is repeatedly uttered. Only once you say Rama, it won't protect you. Isn't it? You say Rama, 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 Rama. You don't mechanically say it. You place the whole attention in the word and say. And the meaning of the word being what it is, it protects. Suppose if you say book, 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 book. It has the meaning. But it won't protect. Focusing the attention, I repeat a word. If it has the capacity to protect, it is called mantra. It can be a word, it can be a sentence, it can be a verse consisting of many sentences. So repetition implies what? Your distraction, you become more and more focused. Repeat and repeat and repeat. Place the mind in one thing. That is why this japa of mantra is considered to be superior to stava. Stavaha means or uttering many names or singing so many songs. Just to repeat one mantra, he said. It is effective. This is a mantra japaha. Stotra parayanam. Chanting of the verses in praise of Bhagavan. Recitation of mantras, recitation of verses in praise of Bhagavan. Stotra parayanam. Mantra japaha. Japaha means repetition. Repeated utterance is called japa. Mantra japaha, stotra parayanam. Nama sankirtanam. Singing the names of the Lord. Nama sankirtanam. Mantra japaha, stotra parayanam. All is all punya karma. But what is the best? Mantra japa. Namasankirtanam is okay, initially. But whether you namasankirtanam, you do stotra parayanam, you do mantra japa, where you place your attention, how long are you focused in that? That makes the thing effective. So, namasankirtanam bhajans. The mind is not here. Mechanically, you play jalra, you do everything. Mind goes somewhere. You place the mind in the whole Nama Sankirtanam. Then it becomes a karma, punya karma. It contributes for, it becomes a discipline. Attention is focused, it becomes a discipline. Whether it is a Nama Sankirtanam, Stotra Parayanam, Mantra Japaha. Repeated utterance of a mantra. Or recitation, a chanting of the Stotrams. Or a singing of the names of the Lord. Anything becomes a discipline if the attention is focused. You are focused without any distraction. if attention is not placed, you mechanically do, it doesn't become a discipline. It's some karma, that's all. It doesn't become a discipline. You can call any karma, any action a discipline only if it helps you remain focused. So education is a discipline. Every class 45 minutes, you sit there. At least 10 minutes you are focused. Even half an hour you are distracted also. If you are able to sit in one place for 10 minutes, you can be focused, disciplined. That's why even with the, even tearing the paper with the crayons also what? Discipline. You give some colorful toys, you are able to sit, make the child sit with a distraction for 10 minutes, it's a discipline. If you are not able to be focused, even the Vedanta class is not a discipline. The whole effort is first for you to become disciplined. Being disciplined means being able to be focused. That's why convert the indisciplined mind into a disciplined mind by learning to be focused. So anything which helps you remain focused is education. Anything which helps you remain focused, thereby to become disciplined, is education, learning. And the more you are able to be focused, the more you can be conscious of right and wrong. Also, it helps you. That's why 90% getting writing the papers is more than that. So, japa. So, all these disciplines are for ultimately for what? This, now having the truth being revealed to you. Ultimately for having the Bhagavan Swarupam being revealed to you. Therefore, you ask for one thing, you have prepared for everything. So, now you can understand, when you ask for the Absolute, oh Lord, please reveal the Swarupam to me, means not an ordinary prayer at all. Because we say, we don't even know what serious prayer it is. You ask for discipline, you ask for focus, attention, you ask for dispassion, you ask for knowledge, you ask for all the qualifications required for the vision to be, for the truth to be revealed to you. Not ordinary prayer, isn't it? Prayer for objectivity and prayer for freedom. That's why such a serious prayer. And if you take Shankara Stotrams, in every Stotram, you can, such prayer will be there. Not only this Stotram, every Stotram. Even if you do not know the meaning, even if you mechanically chant it also, recite it also, you will learn the Stotram, there will be a prayer for strength to live a life of Dharma. There will be prayer for mental discipline. There will be prayer for being able to be disciplined, have mastery over sense organs. Prayer for, you know, compassion, being compassionate. Prayer for vision of the truth. Prayer for moksha. You cannot say anything other than this. You can make an, now you can say, when is Stotram? And he has written Stotram on all deities. No, Ganesha Stotram, Subramanya Stotram, Vishnu Stotrani, Shiva Stotrani, Devi Stotrani. But Subramanya has written only one. Subramanya Bhujanga Stotram, 33 verses long. For Ganesha has written two. For Vishnu many, for Shiva many, for Devi many. And in all the verses, stotrams, one common thing, only one common thing. Deity's name is different, words are different. The common prayer in all the stotrams, all the verse in praise of all the deities, is what only one. O Lord, please bless me with the vision of Dei Swarupam. And please bless me with all the qualifications I require to have the vision of the truth. Avinayam apanaya. Damaya manaha. Shamaya vishyamrga trishna. Bhutadayam vistaraya. Taraya samsara sagarataha. Five prayers in five sentences in one verse. Avinayam apanaya. Simple. O Lord, help me resolve ego. I cannot give up ego. Bless me. Help me resolve ahankara. How can you say ahankara? What is ahankara? Help me resolve all the wrong notions, born of wrong perceptions, caused by ignorance. What does it mean? Bless me with the vision of the truth, thereby help me correct my error in perceptions, help me resolve all the wrong notions. That's a prayer, isn't it? Avinayam apanaya. Damaya manaha. Help me have mastery over the mind. Vishaya mrga trishnam shamaya. Help me have mastery over the sense organs. Sensory discipline, mental discipline. Please bless me with mental discipline, hence and discipline. Bhuta dayam vistaraya. Help me live a life of values, especially ahimsa, non-injury. Help me discover compassion to all the beings. Bhuta dayam vistaraya. Bless me with all these disciplines. What do I pray for all these disciplines for? Ultimately, samsara sagara taha taraya. Help me cross the ocean of samsara. This is his prayer. Looks like kindergarten prayer, no? You learn the Sanskrit language, all rhymes. Apanaya, shamaya, damaya, vistaraya, taraya. All imperative verbs. Complete prayer.
Avinayamapanaya Vishno. Damayamana shamaya vishayamrgatrishnam. Bhutadayam vistaraya taraya samsara sagaratah.
I taught long, long ago. Anyway, this is Shankara's Stotrams, isn't it? So we'll continue our class next week.
It's also said that stotras are written in the form or contained in aphorisms, which is the fewest number of words to convey maximum amount of knowledge. And that is why we always need a guru to teach and explain a stotra, because an ignorant person is incapable of knowing the full content of a stotra.
Yes, certain cases, some places, some certain areas, some sutras have a lot of things, you know, that begin with the meaning. Yeah. They're locked there. Some are very simple, like this, no? A simple word. Here, nothing, you know, the simple basic language. If you know the significance of the prayer, why does he ask for these things? You can ask for so many things, no. But why he particularly asks for these things? what you pray for also proves, shows how mature you are. Just say the stotram and we'll complete today. Kumara,
Kumara,
Ishasuno,
Ishasuno,
Guha,
Guha,
Skanda,
Skanda,
Senapate,
Senapate,
Shaktipane,
Shaktipane,
Mayuradhirudha,
Mayuradhirudha,
Pulindatmajakanta,
Pulindatmajakanta,
Bhakta Artiharin,
Bhakta Artiharin,
Prabho,
Prabho,
Tarakare,
Tarakare,
Sadarakshamamtvam,
Sadarakshamamtvam,
Prashanta Indriye,
Prashanta Indriye,
Nashta Samgye,
Nashta Samgye,
Vicheshte,
Vicheshte,
Kapha,
Kapha,
Udgari Vaktre,
Udgari Vaktre,
Prayana Unmukhe,
Prayana Unmukhe,
Mayi Anathe,
Mayi Anathe,
Drutam,
Drutam,
Me,
Me,
Dayalo,
Dayalo,
Bhava,
Bhava,
Agre,
Agre,
Guha,
Guha,
Tvam,
Tvam.
Kumaresha Suno, Guha Skanda Senapate Shaktipane, Mayuradhirudha, Pulindatma Jakanta Bhaktartiharin, Prabho Tarakare, Sadarakshamam Tvam, Prashantendriye, Nashta Samge Vicheshte, Kapodgari Vaktre, Bhayot Kampigatre, Prayanon Mukhe Mayanathe Tadanim, Drutam Medayalo, Bhavagre Guhatvam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.